previous shiur. This is the third shiur. We already saw Neflos Mitaras Hashem in the first two shiurim, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We concluded the previous shiur by saying that in the Pasuk of Meitav, really there are two limudim. One limud is that you can't just be mevatel sibas achiyuv benizakin ayde bitel ahezek, which means that if you just, however you pay the guy off, however you recompensate him, that's going to be enough. The answer is that it's not enough. That's the din of Meitav. And because if you could just repay him however, then you're mevatel sibas achiyuv. In other words, what's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is meitav. That's the chiyuv tashlumin, that he has to be paid with meitav. If you pay him with other things, you're mevatel sibas achiyuv, because now he has no more loss. Even if you pay him with inferior items, but now there's no longer he has no longer a loss, so that's mevatel sibas achiyuv. So first of all, one kamash malan is that you can't be mevatel sibas achiyuv by being mevatel the hezek by paying him with other things. And the second limud is that this is miparshas meitav, that you dafka need meitav. Not only you're not allowed to be mevatel sibas achiyuv by paying with other things, that you dafka need meitav. So that was how we concluded the previous shiur. And again, we're continuing. This is based on the Rav Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagon HaGadol, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzel. So now we can explain pshat in the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Vov Bava Kama and Daf Vov Amud Beis. And in Gittin and Daf Memtes, and that Rabbi Akiva says Nizakin beidis, that Nezek is paid off with idis, with the best possible land, with the choicest land. V'kal v'choymer lahekdesh, and certainly hekdesh is paid with idis. And this is when he says Harei alay mana lebedek habayis, when somebody says that I'm giving a mana to bedek habayis. So what does the gizbar do? The gizbar comes and he takes. What does he take? He takes from the idis. Rabbi Akiva was said, "La'omer harei alay mana lebedek habayis." He says he's going to bring a mana letzorchei bedek habayis. And Rabbi Akiva learns from a kal v'chomer from Nizakin that if he wasn't parei eschov, the gizbar can come. And he can be go over the chov from karka mishubachas b'yoser, from the best of land, from the idis. So, and then the Gemara says that this is only if we hold that Rabbi Akiva says that bal chov is b'idis. But if Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that Baal Chov is Be'idis, then this person is a Baal Chov, and a Baal Chov is Dino Be'benonis, Ayin Sham in the Gemara. So, the assumption is that if Pshat is that he says, I'm going to give a money to Bet HaKabayis, the Gizbar can come and take it, that's only if Rabbi Akiva holds that a Baal Chov pays Idis, and if he holds that a Baal Chov pays Idis, then he's going to have a din like a Baal Chov, and then the Gizbar can come and take the Idis. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara ayin sham. Frek de pnei Yoshua. I don't understand. If this is pshat in the Gemara, then what's the kal v'chomer from Nizakin? We're being a kal v'chomer from Nizakin. This is not a kal v'chomer from Nizakin. It should have said kal v'chomer mi Baal Chov. It's a kal v'chomer from a Baal Chov. And if a Baal Chov pays with Idis, certainly Hekdesh pays with Idis as a Baal Chov. When you're Baal Chov to Hekdesh, you certainly pay. Because right, the way the Gemara is understanding it, if Rabbi Akiva holds that Baal Chov is B'Idis, then kal v'chomer la Hekdesh. So then the Gemara should have said that. The Gemara should have said that Baal Chov be'idis v'kal v'chomer lahekdesh. So what's pshat in the Gemara? That Nizakin be'idis v'kal v'chomer lahekdesh. According to the way the Gemara is learning now, it should be saying Baal Chov is be'idis v'kal v'chomer lahekdesh. That's the kash of the Pnei Yoshua'in Sham. We also have to understand the man de Omar, Baal Chov is be'idis, menaleha. Where does he get this from? What's his source? So the Rashba writes in Davches, the name of the Ravid, Mitzat Shegomel Imo Chesed Shehovo. He was Gomel Chesed to him that he lent. So since he's Gomel Chesed, he has to return it with Edis. Ein Sham in the Rashba, Ke'enza Pnei Yoshua, Begitten. Mikavachomer, the Bar Lashalim Lo Kesev Dafka, Kevin Shekesev Hilvo, Ein Sham in the Pnei Yoshua. That he should give him back money, ideally, because he lent him money. But the Yesod HaDvarim is that if someone does a chesed, then you return with a chesed. He was gomel a chesed with you, so you return it, and therefore, if you're paying him with land, then it should be the best land. So that's all if you're talking about a halva. But if somebody says harei alai maneh, then this reason doesn't apply. Somebody did with you a chesed, so you should do a chesed back. Here we're talking about there's no chesed done. Somebody takes upon himself to give a money to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the mucker that this should be paid with edis? So then Hadra Kushis HaGemara LeDuchta, that he should be like a Baal Chov. That a Baal Chov, how does a Baal Chov pay? With Beinonis. So that's the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, Loyal Baal Chov. A Baal Chov pays with Beinonis. So to this guy should pay with Beinonis. Lo yehei al baal chov. That's banim of vav am beis zayman alf for baal chovness. And the Gemara says, okay. Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds baal chov bidis. If you hold baal chov as bidis, it's fine. But right now the Gemara is saying that a baal chov is bebeinonis. And if a baal chov is bebeinonis, then when he pays off Hekdesh, he should also be a Beinonis. And then when the Gemara goes ahead and says, no, Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to say Rabbi Akiva holds that Baal Chov is Beidis, then we understand. Because the Baal Chov is Beidis, and this guy should also be Beidis. Yeah, but a Baal Chov is Beidis for a certain reason. Because the guy did a chesed for him, so he should do a chesed back and pay Beidis. But in this case, that wouldn't apply. So we go back to the Gemara's Kasha. It's not going to help us to say that a Baal Chov is be'idis, like the Gemara wants to say. Because a Baal Chov is be'idis for a special reason, and that reason doesn't apply here. By Hekdesh, because here there's no chesed that was done that has to be returned with a chesed. So in fact, the Shara Mishpat asks this Kasha. Akopanim, those are our two kashas. The first kasha is what's the kal v'chomer minizuk, and it should be a kal v'chomer mi baal chov. If the Gemara is learning from Rabbi Kiva, who holds that the baal chov is beidis, then it's a kal v'chomer from baal chov. And the second kasha is that baal chov is beidis for a specific reason that doesn't apply to Hekdesh. So what's pshat that baal Hekdesh should be beidis? Lo yelik baal chov is bebeinonis. And don't say that Baal Chov is Be'idis, and therefore here also it's Idis, because Baal Chov is Idis because the person did you a chesed, so you do a chesed back, but that wouldn't apply here. So therefore Hekdesh should only be Beinonis. What's pshat that it's Be'idis? So those are our two kashas. So based on what we said in the previous shir, it would appear as follows. That in that the Gemara says, Lo yeh ela Baal Chov, a Baal Chov dino be'beinonis, this guy who made the promise to Hekdesh, his din should be like a Baal Chov, and a Baal Chov has a din of paying from Beinonis. The Rashban Gittin writes that lav dafka beinonis. When the Gemara says beinonis, it's not dafka beinonis, because min haTorah, a baal chov can even pay beziburis. You can even pay with the most inferior land. And in fact, apparently, this is a machlokas rishonim. It's pshat that there's dafka din of ziboris by a balchov that he only has to pay ziboris. Or pshat is that he can pay whatever he wants, and Mameli is going to give ziboris, right? If he can get it with the cheapest price, so then he's going to pay the zibor with the most inferior land, he's going to pay the ziboris. Is pshat that dino be ziboris, or is pshat yasem ashiyir tsen Mameli, he's going to give the ziboris, and lechora. It's talui in what Tosis writes in Bava Kama Dav Ches Amud Aleph, Divur Masri Lahotzi, to ask on the opinion of Ula that Baal Chov Menatoris Beziburis, because of what it says in the Pasuk of Asher Yotzi Alecha Achutza, when he takes the gives him the Mashkon. So Ma Darko Shel Adam Lahotzi Lachutz Pachos Shebekalim. What does a person normally give? He gives the most inferior of his kelim. That's the avot, that's the security that he's going to be handing over. And from this you see that a Baal Chov min HaTorah only pay from Zipuris. Since the derech of a loive is to be motzi mikelav apchusim biyoser, we can learn from this that the din of a baal chov is b'ziburis. And on that, Tosfos asks, "Vim tomar afilu pachos shebekelim meitavu." The Chorah, it says earlier in the Gemara that by metaltalin there's no chilik between idis and ziburis. Even Pachas Shebekelim has the mile of Metav, because he can go wherever he wants and sell it. You just take this metaltlin and sell it wherever you want. Because it's Nimka, since it's Nimkar b'chol makom, it has a mile of Edis. What's the mile of Edis? That it's easy to sell. So this is also easy to sell. So this is like Metav. So what's the Raya that Midarko Shalove, that he gives the Pachos Shebekelim, that when he pays the Chov, he could pay with Ziburis? No. When he gives the Kli, so that's Edis, because it could be sold, like the Gemara says earlier. That's not called Ziburis, that's called Edis. The Ayin Sham in the Tosfos, who answers, Vishloimar, Kishimotzi kelim darka lahotzi agarua. Kishimotzi karka nami darka lahotzi ziburis. That in fact, the drushes of the Gemara is not from the place where the love pays his chov from a taltlim gruim. But rather, in other words, Vika Raya is not from Kalim, as is Mashma from the Pashtus of the Lashon, but rather, just like when he's Mishalim, Vika Raya is from Karkos, and just like when he's Mishalim, a Kli, he gives him the Garua, even though we know that it's not Garua, because by a Kli, it's considered Meitav, but when he gives him, what he chooses to give him is going to be what he considers the most inferior. So too, when he gives him karka, he can also be mishalem hapachos shebekarka osav, and that's going to be ziboris. That's Tosfos Teretz. Originally, again, the Gemara wanted to prove that since the derech of the love is to be motzi mikelav apchusim biyoser, so we can learn that the din of a baal chov is b'ziboris, and we said, wait, when he takes his kelim and he gives this, he gives out the mashkon, so it's always going to be it's always going to be Meitav. So how can you learn from their Zivoris? So the Teretz is Zeinachinami. That's considered officially Meitav, but at the end of the day, he's giving the Pachos Shebekelim. Just like he's giving the Pachos Shebekelim, he can also give the Pachos Shebekarka. He can also give the most inferior of his land. And from here you learn that he only has to pay with Ziboris. And the Rashba says the same thing, but we have to understand the Kash of Tosfos. The Pasuk is telling us, Sheyishalem Masherotze. And therefore, he can give the Pachos Shebekelim. So in fact, the Maisa by Kelim, it turns out that it's Meitav. But he's giving whatever he wants, which is Pachos Shebekelim. Why is he giving Pachos Shebekelim? It's Midin Masherotze. So if so, by Ziboris, by Karkos, it's also Masherotze. So what's B'chal Tosis' question? Tosis asked, on the opinion of Ula, that a Baal Chov Min HaTorah gives Ziboris, because Ma Darko Shel Adam Lahotzi Lachutz Pachos Shebekelim, but Pachos Shebekelim is Meitav. What's the answer? The answer is Pashut. The answer is he's giving whatever he feels like giving, and therefore he can also give Ziboris. That's the answer. He's giving Masha Roitze by Metaltalim, by the Baal Chov. He's giving Masha Roitze. So also when he pays with land, he can also give Masherotze, he can give Ziboris, whatever he feels like. And that's in fact what the Tosfos HaRosh says in Gitna Daf Nun, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So this is all Midin Masherotze, but Tosfos doesn't hold that way. Tosfos holds that it's Midin Ziboris. Like we see the Lashon, that Din Torah, Divrei Torah, he's chayav to pay only Ziburis. That Dvar Torah, Baal Chov Ziburis. Tosfos is learning, it's not Midin Masherotze. When he's paying, it's not Midin Masherotze. It's Midin Ziburis. And therefore Tosfos was bothered. Oh, if he's paying, if you say that when he gives whatever he wants, he's giving whatever he wants, midin ziburis, but that's not considered ziburis. It's idis, because when you're dealing with Tatlan, that's idis. So when he pays land, it should also be idis. So according to the Tosfos HaRosh, it's not a problem in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Because even though Metaltalin is Edis, but he's giving whatever he wants to give, whatever he feels like giving. So Mimela, by Karka, he can also give whatever he feels like giving. So that's where you get that Zibur, that the payment is with Zibur, is with Karka. But according to the way Tosfos is learning, when he's paying with Karka, it's Midin Zibur. And that doesn't stem with when he gives the Mashkon. There, whatever he gives is going to be considered Edis. Now how can you learn a strict din of Ziburis from Edis? Because the Mashkon is considered Edis. It's not Midin Masheroitze, it's Midin Edis. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Kelem are Edis, and the Karka that he has to pay with is Ziburis. It doesn't stem. Only according to Rabbeinu Tam it stems, because they're both Midin Masheroitze. So just like the Kli gives Masheroitze, Karka gives Masheroitze also, which is going to be Ziburis. And Tosfos Teretz is Diner Chinami. kelim are idis, but he's being motzi agarua b'yoser. He's being motzi agarua b'yoser. And so too by karkos, he's also being motzi agarua b'yoser. And that's iburis. So it's not midin mashe rotze, it's midin agarua b'yoser. So even though you're right, the kelim that he's being motzi are really idis, but it's agarua b'yoser, so therefore karkos also agarua b'yoser. Before we said the ikar raya is not from kelim. Raya is from kelim. That's just like kelim, he's giving me agarua b'yoser. Also he's giving agarua b'yoser, even though by kelim, the agarua b'yoser is considered idis. But by karka, the agarua b'yoser is considered ziburis. So here's a raya that he only has to give ziburis. I saw in one achron, he said that's not the ikar raya isn't from the kelim, but it's not the mashmos of the lashon of Tosfos. Akopanim, that's so here we have a machlokas rishonim. And how to understand Pshat in the Gemara that he has to pay with ziburis. Is it bedin ziburis, betara ziburis, or betaras whatever he wants in memela ziburis? But according to Tosis, very good. Tosis concludes that the halacha is b'shalohen shaman. That how do you assess ziburis based on his own land? So what does that have to do with Tosis talking about at the beginning? But based on what we said, it's very good. Because it's not din mashe yirtze, it's midin ziburis. And for this reason, it's shayach, the need of ziburis, is it b'shalohen shaman or b'shalolamem shaman? Do you assess ziburis based on what the world considers ziburis or based on his own land? What's what we consider ziburis in his own land? But if it's mashe yirtze, there's no inyan of b'shalohen shaman, b'shalolamem shaman, only lefi divrei atosvis, that it's midin ziburis, ziburis, do you compare it to his? Is it relative to his land or relative to the world's land? But if it would be midin mashe yirtze, then it would have nothing to do with b'shalohen shaman, b'shalolamein shaman. So that's why Tosis concludes and says, yeah, lahalacha, b'shalohen shaman, because we're talking about ziburis and not midin mashe yirtze, but l'das Rabbeinu Tam in the Rosh, the kamash malan is there is no din in how to pay. You just pay with whatever you want. And therefore we can learn kelim from karkos from kelim. Kelim, you give whatever you want, karkos, you give whatever you want. Midin mashe rotze, whatever you want, not midin ziburis. So now according to the shitas, that there's no din ziburis, there's only a din of mashe yirtze, perushohu, sheshayach din piraon, levatel asiba mechayevet, aide tashlum hafsed. According to the sheet is that there's no din ziburis, you just give whatever you want. This means that it's not a piron, that there's a din piron just to be mevatel the siba mechayeves. Now there's no longer a siba that's mechayev tashlum because you recompensated him. You remunerated him. You gave him what he lost. And therefore that's a bitul a siba mechayeves that we spoke previous shir. It's not proper tashlum. It's mashe yirtze, in order that he's not lacking anymore. If we say that it's a din in giving something specific, so that's tashlum hefse. That's proper tashlumen. But this isn't proper tashlumen. This is just mevatel, the reason that you're chayv in tashlumen. The reason you're chayv in tashlumen is because you were mazikim, and now he has a hefse. And now you're filling in the hefse by giving whatever you want. If we're talking about just being mevatel the siba mechayevus, then it doesn't matter how you're paying, and therefore you can pay however you want, which happens to be ziburis. And with this, we can understand the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva in Bava Basra 175b, who explain the Alfus of Ula. That Ula is learning. What is Ula learning? Ula is learning that Baal Chov is b'ziburis. What's the limud from the pasuk of him taking out the mashkon and the lender not entering into the house or the shliach bezin into the house l'mashkino elahu yiten lo to hu adin mizeh she'enu chayv ela b'ziburis. How do they learn pshat? From the fact that the Shliach Bezin can't come into the house of the Loveh, So you also only have to pay ziburis. Ayin shem in the Rishon. Ma kesha? Ma kesha? Because the Bab, the Shlich Bezin, can't come into the house, Memela, we know ziburis. And there's a shum kesha. Aval hakavana, shekavah kan haTorah et ha'anaga, lo kegviat chov ha'mechuyav. Here, the Torah is telling you this isn't a chov that is mechuyav. Otherwise, why can't the Shlich Bezin go and be kofim l'shalim? And enter into the house? Elen nikba tsurat ha'piraon. Lo kechiyuv tashlumin v'zchut ba'al chov l'tashlumin, ele chiyuv al aloveh. Shlo yekan matzav shel chiyuv. So it's telling you that this is the form of piraon, the form of payment. It's not a chiyuv tashlumin and the schus of a baal chov for payment, but rather it's a chiyuv on the love that there shouldn't be a matzav of chiyuv. And it's a din on the love. V'kevan shekach nikbat surat ha'piraon. So since that's the tzuras ha'piraon, again, from the fact that the shliach bezin can't enter into the house, it must be that it's not a din of payment al-chov, a schus for the baal chov, but rather a din on the love that he has to make sure that there's no sibas achiyuv. So how does he do that? He does that by himself giving the mashko. And then when he pays up, b'kevan shekach nikbat surat ha'piraon, mimela leka halachot, ech yivatel chiyuvo. If this is just a way to be mevatel the chov, then there are going to be no halachas how to be mevatel the chov. You just have to make sure that you're not chayiv anymore. And therefore you pay whatever you want. Mashirtse yishalem. And therefore, when he's forced to give this mashkon, so he can give whatever he wants. And the Shliach Bezin doesn't come in because it's not a schus of the Baal Chov. Rather, it's the way the Love is misalik the Chiyuv. So he can give whatever he wants for the mashkon, and when he pays, he can give whatever he wants. He can give Ziburis. Because he's so Inyan here. Is siluk ha chov, and siluk ha chov doesn't require any specific payment. You just say that there's no longer a reason to pay. So that's what we said before. There's a machlokas rishonim in how to understand pshat in the din of ziboris bebal chov. Is pshat dafka ziboris or mashi yirtze? And if pshat is dafka ziboris, so that's a specific payment. That is chayiv. And if you say it's mashi yirtze, that's just to be misalek, that's just to remove the obligation. It's not a proper payment, but now there's no longer a sibas achiyuv. Okay, but we still haven't answered the kashas that we started the shiur with. Pnei Yeshua's kasha. What does it mean? Kal v'chomer min hazaken, kal v'chomer min baal chov. That if Rabbi Akiva holds, the Gemara says, if Rabbi Akiva would hold baal chov b'idis, then hekdesh would also be b'idis. So then don't say kal v'chomer min baal chov. Then don't say kal v'chomer min hazaken, say kal v'chomer min baal chov. And the other kasha we ask, the das man diomar that baal chov is beidis. Minalei ha, why would a baal chov have to pay beidis? The whole reason that a baal chov has to pay beidis is because the malve was did a chesed for him, so he should pay back beidis. But that wouldn't apply in our case of Hekdesh, because by Hekdesh there was no Chesed. So Mela, what's Pshat in the Gemara? That if a Baal Chov would be Bidis, then Hekdesh, Kal v'chomer l'Hekdesh is Bidis. Hekdesh is just saying, Harei alai mane l'bedek habayis. So why would that have to be bidis? Only Baal Chov is bidis, but not Baal Chov, it makes sense it's bidis. We have a hesber, but not hekdesh. Why would hekdesh be bidis? There's no chesed that was done for him that would obligate him to pay bidis. So therefore, it should only be veinonis. It's a siba miuchedis b'baal chov. It doesn't apply to hekdesh. So we didn't answer that yet, but we definitely saw some beautiful understanding of the Chokas Rishonim here. And in the next shir, Amir Tashem, we will hopefully that and get the pshat in the Rambam. Right? We all started with the Rambam. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. So please stay tuned. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chaim to continue b'simcha b'tuv lev of mirov kol. Shalom, shalom.